You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In our ongoing series, At Work, we're talking to folks in the Bay Area about what they do and how it's changed.
I have a lot of pride in my work.
How do you do it?
Sprays, masks, gloves.
I'm with the Swamp Team.
Hi, my friends, and how are you?
It's nice now with technology.
Pandora's box has been opened.
It's a beautiful way to make your living, but it's more work than I ever imagined.
On February 1st, the country marked a significant milestone. The number of people in the U.S. who've gotten at least one shot of a COVID vaccine surpassed the total number of Americans who've been infected with the virus. While the rollout has been far from smooth, the fact that we have several effective vaccines is something to be grateful for. But what does it take to get to the point that a vaccine is ready to be used? Today, in this installment of At Work, we find out. KALW's Scott Carroll introduces us to a local nurse who's been working on the clinical trials of a COVID vaccine.
Elba Avila's office is on the ground floor of the former Masonic Temple near the corner of Market and Van Ness, a few blocks from San Francisco's City Hall. It's a majestic building with an ornate doorway and statues and columns around the outside. But inside, her office is much more like an everyday clinic. Elba's a nurse on a COVID vaccine clinical trial. During COVID, while most of us have been hunkering down, Elba has been working hard to help get us a vaccine.
I've been working 6 days a week for the past, couple months. Sometimes we go in at 7 a.m. and we don't come out until 7 p.m.
I first spoke with her on a Sunday in November. Weekends would normally be a time for her to be with family, but COVID has changed things.
I haven't seen my family in like 2 months because both of my parents are about 78 years old and my dad has chronic kidney disease.
Elba's family moved to the Bay Area from Mexico when she was 15. Since then, large weekend gatherings had been the norm.
I have a really large family. There's 8 of us. So even just by getting together with my immediate family is like already a party, like way beyond the CDC guidelines.
The research unit that Elba works in is part of a San Francisco health program called Bridge HIV that normally studies things like pills and vaccines to prevent HIV infections. When the COVID pandemic hit, their expertise allowed them to quickly take on COVID vaccine trials. That's when Elba was hired. Both personally and professionally, the job has been a great fit.
As a queer woman of color, one of my goals career-wise was actually working in a place that worked with a very diverse community. So for me, being able to work in a clinic that is super queer-friendly, that really embraces people of color, people with different identities, was kind of my dream job.
So what exactly is her job? Elba explains that testing a vaccine once it has reached human trials is a long and involved process. And as a clinician, she works directly with the participants throughout.
With vaccines, you have several goals, right? The first thing you want to know is if a vaccine works.
In other words, does it prevent someone from getting COVID? Early data indicates that their vaccine does.
So now our job is to find out for how long. How long are those antibodies going to protect you?
And will people need additional injections in the months and years ahead to stay protected? The vaccine they are studying is made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. You may have heard about the vaccine in the news for some unfortunate reasons.
Development questions mounting over AstraZeneca and Oxford's vaccine candidate after they acknowledged a manufacturing error that affected trial results.
But the vaccine has been making news for some very good reasons as well. Unlike the first two vaccines approved for use in the United States, this one doesn't need to be frozen. That makes it a lot easier and cheaper to distribute and store.
So being able to reach communities that are very rural or countries that don't have the ability to keep vaccines that are very, very low temperature will give us the ability to reach a greater audience.
When this study launched, the response from the community was tremendous. Hundreds of potential volunteers from around the Bay Area stepped forward.
There's people who work in restaurants, there's lawyers, there's scientists, there's nurses, doctors, and everyone has been so nice.
The initial safety trials were conducted in the UK. This is a much larger trial with 30,000 volunteers. It's taking place in 44 states across the U.S. with additional sites in Colombia, Peru, Chile, and Argentina. Elba's San Francisco site has been enrolling 250 of these participants.
This is probably the biggest amount of recruits in a short amount of time that we have done.
Screening people into the study is done in several steps.
That starts with an info session about what you can expect, the type of commitment, what are goals in the trial, and some of the risks that might, you know, that might come with joining the trial, and just have them an opportunity to ask questions. So a lot of my job is just counseling. Is this the right thing for you?
And if somebody wants to move forward, then Elba and other clinicians dig into their medical history.
Safety is our number one concern, so we want to make sure that joining this trial is not going to hinder you in any way. So if you have any uncontrolled or severe chronic diseases, we have to make sure that we're able to keep that in mind.
If there are no red flags in their medical history, then prospective participants are invited into the clinic for an in-person medical exam.
And if everything goes well, we'll order the injection, so either the placebo or the vaccine.
This is a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study, the gold standard in trial design. Neither the researchers nor the participants know who's getting the actual vaccine. This means the folks running the study can't knowingly or accidentally influence the results.
And then we give them the injection, and then we follow up for the next 2 years. So we'll see them again in 29 days, and then 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years.
Elba is proud of the work she's doing and has been heartened by all of the Bay Area residents who have volunteered to take part.
It's been a really great pleasure to be able to help, you know, drive this greater cause of creating a vaccine, but also be able to meet so many people who are willing to donate their time and, you know, their body for the greater benefit of society, for you and I, for so many other people, and maybe generations to come. We don't know.
And in the short term, the hope is that this easier-to-store vaccine will make its way to harder-to-reach communities across the globe. In Berkeley, I'm Scott Carroll for CrossCurrents.
Thanks, Scott. If you'd like to find out more about the work that Elba is involved in, or if you want to be a volunteer in a local clinical trial to prevent COVID, HIV, and other infectious diseases, we've got a link. Go to klw.org.